Welcome to segment two of the 3-point stance. We're going to start out this segment with our section.
You're killing me, Smalls!
After that, playoff boom or bust. Are these players going to kill you or help you get through the playoffs?
After that, we're going to move into our section, get in my line.
Or ride the pine.
And then we're going to end up with some shout-outs. All right, Brad, starting out here on Killing Me, Smalls. First off, a name that I never thought would be in Killing Me, Smalls.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
Past three games, Killing Me, Smalls.
Past two games, especially back-to-back four interception games for Peyton Manning.
The touchdowns to interceptions rate for the past three games are 8 touchdowns, 11 interceptions for Peyton Manning.
That's nuts.
You just don't. The only thing I can contribute it to is the injuries that they've had. That's the only thing I can come up with.
I mean, let's be real about Peyton Manning, though. You're still starting the guy, right? He's still a top five quarterback. You're still starting him. But come on, Peyton.
They're talking about on ESPN kind of, you know, since his last game, they've been talking about the decline of Peyton Manning getting old. I can't go that far. He's had a couple bad games. This hasn't been his best season by any means, but it's still Peyton Manning, you know. So
I think he's going to bounce back. I don't know how long it'll take, but I think he's coming back.
Then again, though, you got a Peyton Manning crush, and you always have.
That's true. So, that's true.
I would say I would not hate on someone if they hadn't, say, Kyle Orton and start him over Peyton Manning. I might raise my eyebrow.
I can't see that. I can't see
but,
it.
But, okay. All right. We ain't going to agree on this because you love me some Peyton
Manning. I do. He's my favorite quarterback in the league.
Consider, too, Brad, that 3 weeks ago, Peyton threw 3 interceptions and still had 25 standard scoring points. So
I'm not saying Peyton Manning's bad. I'm just saying if you started someone else this week, if you had Michael Vick that you picked up from the waiver wires, I'm not going to look at you weird if you start someone that I would say might be comparable talent at this point.
I don't know. In my mind, you start Peyton. But anyway, moving on and in Killing Me, Smalls here, we're going to get to the other quarterbacks that killed you a bit this week. The other Manning brother, Eli, went 15-25 for 161 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception.
Sick.
That's a rough week.
Yeah.
And also Sam Bradford had 18-29 for 187 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception.
Not good.
Again, you're probably not relying on Bradford for a championship or anything, but Manning could be your starting quarterback.
Definitely.
Eli Manning could be your starting quarterback. And yeah, he definitely let you down this week.
Definitely.
So those are two guys that really need to step it up. Moving on here. My running back killing me, Smalls, this week is LaDainian Tomlinson. He had 10 rush, 47 yards, 2 receptions for 14 yards. So you're looking at a grand total there of about 5 points.
They talked about the decline. They've been talking about it all year. You might be seeing it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe Sean Green's on the way up. LT's on the way down. I don't know.
And that's a player I would say is declining now at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, not so much. But Tomlinson, yeah, I would definitely.
I think with LT, you're seeing it. I think you should probably jump ship with him. I think you need to start someone else.
Yeah, I would go with you on that one.
And for wide receiver, Killing Me Smalls is going to be Steve Johnson this week. 2 receptions for 36 yards out of a guy who has just been lighting up the fantasy scoreboard.
I can't even talk about this.
It's very near and dear to your heart there, Brad, I know. Yeah. But
I had Steve Johnson and the next wide receiver we're going to talk about in the same game, Dwayne Bowe, who probably just killed so many people this week, been number one wide receiver for the past 5 weeks now, and then just nothing. You couldn't even get just a catch for me, a catch?
That's actually the game that's killing me, Smalls, this week, is the Denver-Kansas City game. They played first in week 10, Denver 49, Kansas City 29.
That was a lovely game.
It was.
That was a
week
lovely
13,
game.
Kansas City 10, Denver 6. Dwayne Bowe had 0 receptions, 0 yards on only 3 targets. Kyle Orton went for 117 yards, no touchdowns, but no interceptions.
Yeah.
Brandon Lloyd, 2 receptions for 31 yards on 11 targets.
That's just ridiculous.
It was a horrible fantasy game.
And we were
all
just
around.
Talking about the Denver defense, yet they only allowed 10 points.
Yeah. It was a ridiculous, ridiculous game.
Yeah, that
so
really was.
Those are the players that are killing you this week anyway. Again, a lot of them you're probably still playing. You got hope that they're going to come back for you. But, you know, just a down week for a lot of those guys. So.
Yeah, and some big names in there. We're going to move to the next section here, playoff boom or bust. We're going to give Rob and Jay, Honest Rob and Jay, some stats here, or actually some player names. And they're going to tell you if they think that these guys are going to boom for you in the playoffs or if they're just bus waiting to fail you and make
and
you curse
you,
them and you will never touch them again in your fantasy
lose
team.
You your championship.
So let's start out with the first one. I think I know where you guys are going to go on this one. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is a bust. I'm sorry. I know it's a big name. He's a big name wide receiver. You know, he's going to have Kerry Collins probably throwing to him for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But he has shown nothing this year.
I think you can jump
huge,
ship on that
huge
one.
Huge bust.
Honest, Rob, what do you think?
Titans are a train wreck. I agree with Jason 100%. Huge bust for Randy Moss.
All right, let's go look at another wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald had some signs of life this season. Going through the playoffs, though, what are you thinking?
I think I got to go bust with him. I think he's still going to get a lot of targets. But again, we talked about it earlier. You might have John Skelton coming in at quarterback. That's going to do nothing but hurt the value for Fitzgerald.
Can we start calling him Skeletor if he keeps on coming back after this
week? I think we can do that.
Yeah, nickname is now Skeletor.
The Cardinals are kind of reminding me of the Lions of last year in the way that I think they're going to be starting their fourth quarterback for the season. Kind of like the Lions, I think, had five different starting quarterbacks last year. And then also they have this big talent receiver that's getting no play.
Mm-hmm.
So same deal. Unfortunately, I hate to have to say this, but I think Larry Fitzgerald is going to be a bust.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at some quarterbacks. Carson Palmer going forward. What are we thinking?
Carson Palmer, I think, is going to bust. I think he's got a tough schedule coming up. And I don't know. He's had some chemistry with T.O., but I don't know. With their schedule, I don't see it going on throughout the playoffs.
Okay.
I just think the Bengals have been too up and down this year. You know, we've seen some signs of life from T.O., like we were talking about. Very little from Esteban Ochocinco. So I got to go bust on Palmer as well.
We got a lot of bust going on. Okay, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, I think I'm going to go boom. He does have a tough schedule coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, with Roddy White to throw to and, you know, I'll go boom for his home games anyway.
Okay.
Because Atlanta plays great at home.
You're changing the rules.
I am changing the rules. I'm sorry. But I'm going to go boom on his home games. On his away games, I think it's probably more of a bust.
All right, Rob?
I'm going to go boom all the way through. I just think that that team is talented. They've got, you know, Turner can take the heat off Matt Ryan on the ground. So then that leaves, you know, Roddy White is a great target and Tony Gonzalez. So uh-huh.
I think boom for the rest of the season, too. Let's hit two running backs real quick. Knowshon Moreno from the Broncos. What are you thinking?
Knowshon Moreno, I think, is a boom for the rest of the season. Brought it up a little bit in our headline story. I think the new coach there in Denver is going to look to him a lot more than he looked or then the team, anyway, look to the passing game. So I think Knowshon Moreno is going to have a up end of the season here.
Okay.
While I agree with Jason in that there's definitely going to be some changes at Denver, I think they're going to be for the worse. They're 3-9 now. They've got nothing to play for. I'm going to have to go bust on Moreno.
Alrighty. I think I'm going to go boom. I've seen some good signs of life since he's been back from injury. See if that continues. Oh, I know we're going to get in debate about this one. LeSean McCoy. See what you got, Jay.
LeSean McCoy, I think I'm going to go bust. He's got a tough schedule coming up, and I'm still on the belief anyway that Michael Vick doesn't want to hand the ball off. I still think if they are going to get rushing yards, it's going to be through Vick. And, you know, other than that, I think that just doesn't leave much for McCoy.
All right, head to the Bob Shelter. Honest Rob, what do you think?
Big Eagles fan, of course. I, you know, and the few times that I have kind of gone against McCoy, it's blown up in my face. And, you know, I want him to succeed. He has been succeeding. A great receiving running back. I've got to go McCoy. Definitely going to step it up and continue to play the way he has been for the rest of the season.
So make sure you mark those down, who you're getting out of your lines for the playoffs, who you want to get in there. If you want to gamble, you can go against us. If you want, I don't advise it though. We're pretty good. Getting to our last segment here, we're going to do Get in My Line or Ride the Pine. Rapid fire. I'm going to give you guys two players, same position. You're going to let me know who you're starting. Real quick reason why. Let's start out with some wide receivers. Andre Johnson, Dwayne Bowe, who you taking?
I think I'm going to take Dwayne Bowe. I know he had that down week, but I believe he's going to bounce back.
You got to go Bowe. I mean, just because of the numbers he's been putting up in the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, not including last week, of course.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to look at some quarterbacks here. Not top tier by any means. Drew Stanton or Alex Smith. This is maybe if you had an injury at quarterback or you're really just trying to throw a Hail Mary to get yourself a win.
You just really wanted to throw Drew Stanton in there.
I do. What's up, Drew?
I'm going to go for Alex Smith. I think he's got you know, more experience than Drew Stanton. I think he's got not quite the same level talent at receiver, but decent receivers too. So
You know what? Let's go Stanton.
yeah.
You know, Calvin Johnson, Nate Burleson. There's definitely some talent there. If they get in a rhythm, I think that they can put up some numbers.
Jason, who do you think will go on the tiebreaker?
I have no idea. Why don't you wow us?
Drew Stanton. All right, let's go. Tight ends here might need some help here. Ben Watson, who we talked about, and Jason Witten, who might be getting a few more looks with Dez Bryant out. Who are you taking?
I think I'd probably have to go for Witten in that one, just because, like you said, Dez Bryant out. I think that does increase the looks to Witten.
I got to go Witten also. With Bryant gone, Kitna tends to check down a lot. The Cowboys have, you know, some definitely a couple more tough matchups. So that means Witten's going to be the guy that they're looking for.
Okay. We know Honest Rob likes to do this, so we always try to throw a little defense in there. So we have Tampa Bay doing their patent cover two, going up against Baltimore, who hasn't been as dominant this season as they've been, say, maybe the past two seasons. Who are you taking as far as defense goes?
I think I'm going to take Tampa Bay going up against Washington. It's just a matchups thing. I think Baltimore against Houston, I think Houston can put up some points. Mm-hmm. I don't think Washington can, even against Tampa Bay. So I think I'd take Tampa Bay there.
Honest, Rob?
I got to agree with that as well. Houston definitely has shown, even in the face of adversity, that they can always put at least 20 points on the board, it seems like.
Yeah.
So I've got to go Tampa, too.
All right, we'll go some second-tier running backs here. Marshawn Lynch, 3 touchdowns last week, or Chris Ivory, 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards.
I'm going to go with Chris Ivory keeping up the production. I think Marshawn Lynch is probably going to fall off a little bit next week.
I think Jason and I are really on the same page tonight. I've just really got to go Ivory. Lynch, while he had the one big game, he's been pretty unimpressive. So yeah. I got to go Ivory.
All right, we're going to do some quarterbacks here. This should be interesting. Joe Flacco versus Peyton Manning. Jason, who are you taking?
Peyton Manning.
Surprise.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle there, but why not go with Flacco?
He is going up against Houston.
Houston secondary, and both of these guys have had some up and downs throughout the rest there throughout the previous part of the season here. So Flacco,
I'm gonna make a case for Flacco, but I'm still riding the Peyton train.
I'm going to take Flacco just despite Jason.
I figured you would.
let's go wide receivers. These are two wide receivers coming back off injury. Kenny Britt, this will be his first week back, mm-hmm. and Malcolm Floyd, I believe, played last week.
I think he did.
So kind of both of them kind of coming off injury. Who are you taking this week?
I think this week I'd probably roll with Kenny Britt a little more than Malcolm Floyd. I think coming back, Kenny Britt is going to be really the only offensive weapon through the air anyway that the Tennessee Titans have, so I think mm-hmm. they're going to be using him. I think he's going to have a decent game against Indianapolis.
All right, Anjarop.
Titans are a train wreck, so I've inclined to go with Floyd. He's certainly not spectacular, but I think he's a better bet than Britt.
I think that's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Floyd just because the wide receivers at San Diego are decimated once again. They thought they were going to get it back. Legadu Nene out, Vincent Jackson out, Antonio Gates hurt, might play, but just for sheer numbers. Last one here, we're going to do running backs, a couple of elite running backs. All day, AP, Adrian Peterson, or Arian Foster.
That's actually a pretty tough one. I think I'm going to go with Adrian Peterson. He's playing the Giants, which is a really tough matchup, and Arian Foster gets Baltimore, which is a little easier matchup, mm-hmm. but it's hard for me to bet against Peterson.
Yeah.
I've actually got to go Foster. He's been the number one running back. You just can't put the number one running back on the bench.
I think I'm going to have to go with AP on this one. He's a beast, and it's hard to go against AP, like Jason said. So I think I'm going to go with AP on that one. That's going to do it for us. We want to do shout-outs real quick. I want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Ray, me and Jay's Uncle Ray. It's
Indeed.
His birthday today. So
happy birthday,
I want to give
Uncle
a happy
Ray.
Birthday to Uncle Ray.
My shout-out is going to be to Tavares Jackson, actually, for going in and doing his thing in Minnesota. You know, I think he made the case that he mm-hmm. should be the starting quarterback. And I think anybody in Minnesota that doesn't start him over Favre, especially this week, is mm-hmm. doing a disservice. I think they're saying that Favre is more important than the team there.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you on that. Kudos on your shout out.
And my shout out is actually going to go to the Corporation Burger King for providing me with a delicious chicken sandwich on the way to the show here, and then also giving me another one for free. So thanks, Burger King.
Well done, Burger King. Right. Honest Rob has given you his support.
It's true.
That's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I am Honest Rob with a delicious chicken sandwich.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. You can email us at thethreepointstance@gmail.com. And that is the number 3, not the word 3. So that's going to do it for us. Everybody remember to keep your fantasy on the field.